Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our speakers, Daniel Litvak. Daniel is the founder of Weight Up Solutions, which creates fitness trackers that monitor and track weightlifting performance. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Daniel will deliver a talk titled Innovation in Strength Training, Replace Guesswork with Objective Data. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Great. So let's just start off by you telling me a little bit about your background. How did you get into the athletic training technology space?
Yeah. So, you know, myself and really my whole team, we are software and hardware engineers. And being engineers, we are obsessed with optimization and productivity. And watching people carry a pen and paper around the weight room seemed absolutely crazy to us. And when we started to learn more about what was really going on there, we realized just how inefficient people were being in the weight room, because they lacked data and they lacked the analytics that they needed to perform better and to optimize their performance in the weight room.
Okay. So were you guys lifters or high level athletes yourself, or was this just something that you stumbled upon by acquaintances or observing other
people? Yeah. So we all played sports. I mean, I've played sports my whole life, but not ever at as high of a level as my 13-year-old self would have dreamed. You know, Weight Up specifically was observing people and realizing how crazy it is. You know, we all weightlift, we all work out, we all play sports, but we didn't really realize how inefficient and ridiculous the whole thing is until we were really in the weight room at UW-Madison watching people with a pen and paper.
Okay, so you see the pens and the paper, and you think there's got to be a better way. What's your first step? What do you do to take this from identification of a problem into a product that you can take to market?
So the first step was to find the experts. So we went and found as many trainers and gym owners and coaches as we, you know, could get in front of. And started to really understand what the problem was. And initially we thought, you know, perfect, we'll build a mobile app, people can get rid of their pen and paper, they'll put things into the mobile app that way. And what we kind of learned quickly was that tracking what is being lifted doesn't really matter, but being tracking how it's lifted, that's really what's important and exciting. And so our next step was to just start prototyping out some hardware, you know, prototype hardware, use it with some trainers, get feedback. So our entire product and our entire business really has been built on the feedback of the experts.
Okay. So the product that you have right now, is this more or less what you envisioned from the start when you just started building it, or did you have to pivot and re-engineer this at some point during the process?
So it's taken a really interesting path in that it's really close to actually the first prototypes we ever built.
Okay.
But we made probably 20 other versions in between these two. And so, you know, we initially thought it would be very similar to what it is. And then we thought that making it into a wearable would be fun and cool. That didn't turn out to make sense. But the more we worked with our customers, the more it made sense. So, you know, just sitting and watching UW Oshkosh use our wearables, we realized how quickly it made no sense. I mean, they had a guy spotting wearing our wearable while the kid lifting wasn't, because they forgot to switch off. Mm-hmm. So it was things like that we started to sort of learn and see. For the most part, the actual electronics, the actual hardware, the sensors have not changed much.
Okay. So getting back to, you know, the whole thing about what you're measuring and what you're analyzing, mm-hmm. you're almost talking about changing the language almost, aren't you, of what you lift? I mean, and I'm not a lifter myself, but I know enough that, you know, people talk, well, I'm going to do a set at this weight and this many reps, mm-hmm. and I'm going to max out at this. And to some extent, you know, there's decades of data that exists with those traditional metrics on what's good or what good goals are, how to measure progress. I mean, am I right in saying that you were really redefining the language and, mm-hmm. And you need to then establish some kind of baselines that you could provide context for these new metrics. Is that
right? So we're coming into this at an interesting point in time. People who really love velocity based training and metric driven weightlifting, they're not assigning a weight and they're not assigning a number of reps. They're assigning a velocity. So they're saying, hey, start at, say, 70% of your one rep max, and I want you between 1 and 1.2 meters per second. And then the athletes are doing as many reps as they can within that range. And when they fall below, they stop doing their set. Or if they're moving way too fast, they add weight. So it's a form of auto-regulation where the idea is that, you know, whether or not you had a good night's sleep, whether or not you ate a full breakfast, if you're stressed because of something else going on in your life, you're going to lift differently. And your workout plan from last week or even yesterday doesn't make sense today. And so it's that idea of being able to regulate. Like I said, we're coming into this at an interesting point in time. These studies and this data has been around for 20, 30 years, and it's becoming more and more popular now that the technology has become so much cheaper. So people in research labs have been doing this for quite some time, and all of that, all of their theses and all of that is available. But yeah, we have an education problem, you know, especially with personal trainers. Coaches and strength coaches generally will have the background in kinesiology or some sort of study in which, you know, they understand the metrics and what they mean. But, you know, we read a lot of PhD theses. We digest them down into a single blog post and we blog about them. And that's our best education tool.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the clients you've had. And we've discussed these before a couple months ago, but like mm-hmm. Bradley Bourbonnais High School, UW Oshkosh, how did you get them to try it out? And then what were their experiences with your product and with your method?
Yeah. So with UW Oshkosh, actually, I completely cold called Coach Bram. You know, we were still students at the time, so we had that benefit of being able to open with, hey, I'm a student at UW, so anyone's going to listen a little longer. But, you know, he was actually using one of our competitors' products at the time. And he switched to us right then and there, simply because we provided a much better experience for a team. So there's a lot of tools out there that were developed really for consumers that have sort of been shifted back now towards teams and groups, and they're really consumer products. And so, you know, they couldn't fully get through their full workout. He didn't really have all the data coming back to him in the way it needed to. And so our focus on teams and groups really is what has helped us to acquire our customers. They see that we're building really a solution specifically for them. Similar story with Bradley Bourbonnais. I mean, he's got 450 kids in the weight room every day. There's no way that one, even two, call it 10 coaches are going to keep track of, you know, all of those athletes and what they're doing. So really just helping them to streamline their process has been the biggest motivator for them to sign up.
Okay, great. So let's talk just briefly about the talk you're going to be delivering at our conference. The title is Innovation in Strength Training, Replace Guesswork with Objective Data. Can you give me a little bit of an overview on what you hope to cover during that?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the big things is defining the metrics and what they mean. You know, if I say, understanding not just the metrics, but what the input values are that we have as humans, you know, being the amount of weight, the number of reps, and maybe the speed at which you move. That's arguably something we can c- control. How those three things and how you change them depending on the goals that you're trying to accomplish. So if you have an athlete who's recovering from injury and we're just trying to build a little bit of starting strength, get, you know, the muscles around that injury, say it's a shoulder, get the arm muscles, the back, the chest, really motivated and moving better. Or if you have an athlete who's a lineman and can move 450 pounds, but really you want him moving 250 explosively and you want him moving 250 quickly. You know, how do we change the inputs that we're throwing into there and how do we understand the outputs?
Okay, great, great. So what's next for you and your team? I mean, whether it be in the development of the Weight Up product that you have right now or something completely different, what kind of questions or business ideas are lingering out there in your mind?
So there's a handful of things. You know, we have some things that are ongoing and will be for forever, and that's adding more exercises to our repertoire, increasing accuracy, which, you know, once you're above 95-98% becomes extremely difficult. But really the big things that we're pushing on are kind of now what else is happening in the weight room. So they're not just lifting weights. They're also maybe doing a jump test, or they're weighing themselves, or there's all these other things that occur in the weight room, you know, a short sprint. Those are things we want to track as well. So some of those will require new hardware, some just require new software. But we really want to be, you know, your weight room solution to everything, anything and everything that you do in the weight room.
Great. Sounds exciting. So Daniel, where can people find out more about Weight Up Solutions online or on social media?
Yeah. So the best place is our website, which is weightupsolutions.com. On social media, we're posting constantly as well. Both Twitter and Facebook right now. Hopefully more social media soon.
And your Twitter handle is?
I believe, you know, that's, like I said, I'm an engineer. So Twitter might not necessarily be my sport.
I'll help you out here. It's at Weight Up Madison.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know I follow you guys and enjoy watching what you post. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We've been trying to iterate our social media as much as possible.
Your social media people are doing just fine, Daniel.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because I read everything before it goes out.
Great. Good. All right. Well, thanks for joining me. My guest today again has been Daniel Litvak of Weight Up Solutions, and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Daniel will deliver a talk titled "Innovation in Strength Training: Replace Guesswork with Objective Data." Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Daniel.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Scott. I'm excited.
Great. Thanks for listening. The Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at @analyticsconf. Thanks for listening.